O inhabitants of Vaikuntha, you are all sinless. But those within this material world, they are all karmis, acting piously or impiously. Both kinds of activities are possible for them, because they are contaminated by the three modes of nature and must act accordingly. One who has accepted a material body cannot remain inactive, and it is inevitable for one acting under the modes of nature to be sinful. Therefore, all the living entities within this material world are punishable.
कारिणां गुणसंग अस्ति देह मां नहि अकर्म सो देहवान वेल स्पेन सुवर्ण टाइम देह मीन्स बॉडी एंड वान मीन्स वन हु पजेस अस्तर्थे मधु दिस भक् प्रत्यय इज at peace when there is a meaning of possession. Therefore, Bhagavan. Bhava means opposite. And Ban means one who possesses. That is Bhagavan. The same thing is the same process, Dehavan. Dehavan, everyone of us, Dehavan. The dog is also Jehovah, he has got body. I am also Jehovah, every one of us. So, anyone who has got this material body, he cannot stop even for a moment watching something. Nahi aparmukti. This is the nature. He must do. That is child. Child is always racist. Similarly, child is the father of man. One who becomes father is the same nature. Because that is the nature. Nahi dehuman sammati. So if you are not engaged in good work, then you must act when that is necessary. You have to work. Therefore, idle brain is devilish. If you are sitting idly, then brain also will work, mind also will work, the bodily function will go. So, if you don't engage yourself in good work, then you must be engaged in bad work. And if you are not engaged in good work, and if you are engaged in, there are two things, good or bad. So, in one of them, you must be engaged. So, if you are not instructed or trained up to act in good work, then you must be in bad work. Bad work means Maya, and good work means God. There are two things. God and Maya. If you do not act in godly situation, then you must be acting in Maya's clutches. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in a very simple verse. Hoya Mayar Das Puri Nana Ugidas. As soon as I become servant of Maya, then I shall create so many rascalism in the name of philosophy and science. This is why so-called philosophy and science means all rascalism. Bad one. It is very challenging one. And this is the fact. If we do not, let's take for example, there are so many scientists, so many philosophers, and so many hippies. still is given. Why this has happened? Because there is no good engagement. Some are passing in the name of so-called scientists and so-called philosophers, and some of them are hippies. But all of them are engaged in bad. Asaf and Saf. Saf means pervert. And Asaf means temporary. So we must know what is our constitutional position. That we do not know. We are Saf, eternal. Therefore, we shall act in such a way that we benefit my eternal life. That is all. Therefore, the Vedas instruct, asato mam sadgama, don't be engaged in temporary activities. Body necessity means temporary. If I am child, my body, you have a child body, then my necessity is different from my father's necessity. So everyone is engaged in bodily necessities. Therefore, he says, Virvana Dhapadmati and Parinam Gunasamha Asti infection. You have got this practical understanding. If your body infects some disease, then you have to suffer. And if your body remains unaffected by the poison, then you remain healthy. Therefore, it is said, sammamantihi bhadrani viparitani sa anuha. Viparitani, viparitani, that's the opposite. Sambhavanti bhadrani. One is acting in auspicity and one is acting viparitani, that's the opposite, in auspicity. In this way, we are becoming entangled. Life after life. Karanam guru sangha sti. In other places it is said, Parmana Devanatena, as we are acting, auspicious or inauspicious, by higher supervision, higher concentration, judgment, we are getting different bodies. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of body? This is the problem. One is getting auspicious body. One is getting inauspicious body, but there is one opportunity that if you want to change materially your auspicious or inauspicious position, that cannot be done. It is fixed up. It cannot be done otherwise. Suppose a man has got dying body, the dog has got inferior body. You cannot change the bodily, you cannot make a man dog or a dog business. But spiritually you can. Spiritually, a bad man or bad dog can be elevated to the highest perfection. Therefore, the conclusion is, if you act spiritually, then it is bhadrani or auspicious. If you act materially on the bodily conscious samba, that is inauspicious. This is conclusion. And that is being washed by the authorities, as we have already explained, the witnesses. God is the original chastiser or awarder, but there are so many witnesses that we have already discussed. Sujyogni pa Maru, Deva, Soma, everywhere. It is thoroughly vast. So you must be very careful that we have got the human form of body. How to act? That means, first of all, you know what is your position. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. That your position is that you are not this body. Your position is that you are the proprietor of the body, your position. If people are not educated on this understanding, that the soul is different from body, that the beginning of education is wrong. Therefore, whatever other advancement of so-called education is wrong. But the basic principle is wrong. So the Krishna consciousness movement means they want to educate people, rectifying the basic principle of misconception. I am body. I am American, I am Indian, I am fat, I am thin, I am black, I am white. All bodies. This has to be removed, first of all. In the Shastra says that if one is in the bodily concept of life, then he is no more better than an animal. No better than an animal. The Shastra Buddhi Kuna Pithi Bhagavate. We have discussed many times. This bodily concept of life should be, first of all, removed. It must be alive. Otherwise, if we act on the bodily concept of life, then not Vajrani, not auspicious, everything is inauspicious. Vipurita. Sambhavanti hi. Bhadrani, Vipuritani cha, Ananta. Karinam. Karinam means one who is working. Nobody is, because there is stone that is sitting inside. But any small ant, it is also working. That is the difference between matter and spirit. Because we cannot understand this difference. So what is the difference between matter and spirit? Why the big mountain does not move? Because it is dead matter. And a small ant is moved. Why? Because that is the difference between matter and spirit. Why you are misunderstanding that the spirit is also matter? It is coming from chemical. This miseducation is going on, that spirit is also chemical composition. Although I cannot experiment it by mixing chemical producing. So, under this misconception of life, we are simply acting inauspiciously. Why inauspiciously? Because we are watching blindly. We do not know what is my next life? I do not believe in next life. I believe and not believe. Next life is there. As the child has his next life, the boy has his next life, the youth has his next life. Similarly, the old man has got his next life. You believe and not believe, you have to accept next life. This is real education. You have to accept the next life. Now, what kind of next life you will get, you have to prepare in this life. That is auspicious. That is Bhadran. And if you don't prepare for the next life, irresponsible. That's why the street war does not take education, because he has no idea of next life. But his mother is anxious that my son's next life, future life, will be spoiled if he does not take education. They are anxious. Similarly, his father, the mother, the guru, the friend, everyone should be actually values of his friend dependent when he gives spiritual education. Then he is friend. Otherwise, then enemy. Jitana sasad, janani sasad. The Shastric contraception means that if you cannot educate your son how to stop repetition of birth, then don't become a path. Don't become a man. This is Shastric. Don't become a guru. Don't become son, well, he said. If you cannot stop, how can we stop? Unless there is spiritual education. Unless one is not spiritually enlightened, you have to undergo the process of birth, death, old age and disease. You may talk very highly and foolishly, but the process of nature, Dharma is prisoner of body, that you cannot stop. That is, therefore, any education which does not give enlightenment on the subject matter of how to stop death, they are all foolish talk. Sambhavanti bhadrani vipulitani chanatha tarinam gunasamvasti gunasam. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to be the association of goodness. There are three gunas. Just like in a brother, they are giving the association of darkness. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is opening so many centers to give the facility to the people in general, the association of goodness. That is the difference. Sangat sanjati kama. If you associate with persons addicted to so many drugs or brother man, then you become like that. And if you associate with the Krishna conscious man, then you become Krishna conscious, you understand what is your real position, what is the aim of life, how to stop birth, death, old age. This is the profit of Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, learned, educated, they're appreciating that government spends so much money for stopping the drug habit, but they have failed. But this Krishna consciousness movement has saved so many people and young men from this fallen condition of life. That is practical. Anyone who has got intelligence, they will see to it. Therefore, this movement should be encouraged. Especially, I request my students that you push on this movement. Your country is very good. Let them become to support that. Then everything will be done. All of them. Otherwise, your so-called big motor cars will feel abandoned. We don't discourage you to construct big cars that is to be used for the Kirtan party to go to the rest. Not to go to the brothels and leaders. Then you are good. You can use it. All the facilities, the microphones should be used for spreading Krishna consciousness, not talking nonsense. This should be this. Everything is good, provided it is used for good purpose. Nibbandi Krishna Sambandhi is Dukkha Vedanamotri. We are not such foolish person that this is material. This microphone, you shall not touch it. No, we are not so foolish. we are intelligent enough how to use it. That is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Prapunchikatayabhudhya parisambandhi pastuna mumukshubi parityaga phalguvailagha. Prapunchi is material, artificial abnegation or renouncement. Then Mayavadi takes it. All right, it is material. The other day we saw that Kushimuni, they are Jains. According to Jain philosophy, they do not use any vehicle from going this place to another place. They will go by walking. That is their principle. But we are not following that principle. We are speaking to the consciousness. Suppose if I have to come to your country, and if I say I will go by walking, then my life will be finished before preaching. We are intelligent. So now we have got this aeroplane. Take advantage of it and go in 3 hours only, speeding. That is our work. Therefore, sometimes people can say that we are accepting all material things, still we are condemning material things. They accuse us. But they do not know that we do not distinguish matter and spirit. Anything which is used for Krishna, that is true. This house, if you use for making a club, dancing club, that is material. And if this house is used for chanting Hare Krishna mantra and dancing, that is true. That is the difference. Because actually, everything is emanating from the Supreme Spirit Soul, Krishna. Krishna says, Humi rapana lavayu khangamana buddhiri vata aparajam. What is saying? Material. That is also expansion of the energy of Krishna. So actually it is not material. But when he uses for other purposes than Krishna, that is material. You should know this philosophy. Very nice. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, prapunchitataya buddhya. Prishamana. Ishavasavidam sattva. Everything has got relationship with God. We must know that nothing can exist without God. Therefore, in other sense, everything is God. So everything is God, then how is it material? It is material when it is not used for God. It is material. And if it is used for God, Krishna, then it is. Therefore, Abhadrani and Bhadrani, two things have to be distinguished. How? This is the process. Try to engage everything in God's service. Then it is Bhadrani. And as soon as it is being done for your sense that we desire, then it is Bhadrani. Try to understand. Two things are there. Sambhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani Chana. Parinam Ghrasangasti Vihovan Na Chakarmakri. Everyone has to work. Nobody can afford work. But on account of ignorance, one works in darkness, and on account of light or enlightenment, one works in light. So we have to work in light. This is light. Krishna consciousness. Bhakti. Mācabhyābhikārini bhakti-yogena-jāsi. Te tagunān samatitta itān brahma-vyāsa. There is a guna-sanga infected by the most material nature. But Krishna says, anyone Mata, a bad Italian, what he do? A bad Italian who is out and is talking 24 hours, if one is engaged in devotional service. A bad Italian, what he do, you know, that's the word, Sargent Krishna. Then, he is no more in the Guna Sangha. Here it is said, Guna Sangha, infection of the material qualities. So if one is 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, he is no more in touch with the three gunas. Otherwise, he will be in touch with the gunas, defined gunas, and he will be infected. And you will have to, just like if you infect some disease, you have to suffer from that particular disease. This is going on. So, Bhadrani, auspicity or auspicious activities is this. Devotional service, he engages always 24 hours in devotional service. There we have got program, early morning, 4:30 to up to 9:30 in the evening. This is all auspicious activities. They are giving chance to people. Come here and join this inauspicious auspicious activities so that you will be saved from this repetition of birth, death and all that. Thank you.